Kenneth Lay, the former chairman and CEO of Enron, will appear before a Senate panel tomorrow, but he will not testify. Instead, a spokesperson says Lay will take the Constitution's Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Lay's decision was made public as several lawmakers said they didn't believe another top Enron official who testified last week, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Lay's spokesperson says the former Enron chief is following his lawyer's advice. Lay refused even to appear last week, but now he's been subpoenaed. So he is expected to show up to the Senate Commerce Committee hearing tomorrow, raise his right hand, and be sworn in. Then it appears he'll follow the example of four other top Enron insiders and decline to answer any questions. Commerce Committee member Senator Byron Dorgan is disappointed with Lay's decision. He says there are a lot of questions that need answers from Lay.
Who was in charge? Who knew what happened? What was Mr. Lay's involvement? What was his responsibility? What did he know? When did he know it? And what did he do? And what did the accountants tell him about what was happening? It's very hard to condense this to one question that we would like to ask the former chairman and CEO.
But with a criminal probe underway, as well as multiple other investigations, Lay could risk perjury charges if he speaks publicly under oath and later contradicts himself. In advising Lay to take the Fifth, his lawyers may have gauged the reaction to testimony last week by Jeff Skilling, who was Enron's president and CEO for 8 months last year. Congressman Billy Tozan said yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't believe much of what Skilling said.
All the information we got was that he really thought he was smarter than everybody in Washington, that he could come and just, you know, flamboozle us, just tell us anything he wanted, and we would buy it. I'm afraid he may have put himself in some legal jeopardy as a result.
The Department of Justice will have to decide that. In a separate Enron development, the Department of Labor announced yesterday it wants to put independent experts in charge of Enron's retirement plans. Last week, one Enron vice president with some 401k management responsibilities testified she'd sold her stock after a financial planner told her to diversify. She was also aware last August of possible serious problems with Enron's accounting. She then consulted with colleagues, but they did not think it was necessary to warn other workers of possible risks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.